afternoon, everyone. I'm Laura and welcome to the market wrap for Thursday, the 20th of April. Well, the Australian share market ended flat again for the second straight day. It's following on from the overseas markets, which are trading little unchanged. The ASX 200 index ended 3.3 points lower to 7,362. And we saw round about the same in the All Ords, which was down about 6 points. Now, looking at sector performance, it was relatively mixed. We had 6 sectors rising while 5 sectors fell. The materials sector was the worst performer, dropping by 2% and losing all of yesterday's gains. Energy and utilities were also lower, but it was the financial sector which posted the biggest gains today and offset some of the losses in other sectors, rising by about 1.3%. And that was supported by all 4 major banks rising roughly about 1.5%. Consumer discretionary lifted 1%, and that was the second best performer. Now, looking at the best performing stocks today, we had Link Administration. They rose the most on the ASX 200 after reaching a conditional agreement to sell its funds solution business. And it also reaffirmed its financial year guidance, with operating earnings expected to be up by about 10 to 12%. Silk Laser, which is one of the largest laser clinic operators in Australia and New Zealand, rose 24% today after receiving a $169 million takeover offer from Wesfarmers' subsidiary company. It's the pharmaceutical company that Wesfarmers bought not too long ago. And on the back of that, Wesfarmers also rose today. We also had Zip rising in the order of about 2%, which was another one of today's winners after releasing its third quarter results. Now, moving on to some of the losers today. Shares in lithium miner Allkem, along with one of the world's largest iron ore miners, Rio Tinto, fell today, despite both of these companies announcing strong quarterly production in their activity reports. BHP fell 2.5%, and that really weighed on the materials sector there, and that's why that one had the biggest drop. Now, we also saw most of the lithium and gold miners retreating today, with Gold Road Resources, one of the worst, down roughly about 3%. Now, looking at currencies, they were mostly firmer, except for the yen, which is down just a fraction or barely flat. The US dollar is currently buying 67.1 US cents, and the Aussie dollar is stronger against the Kiwi, the pound, and the euro. Now, looking ahead to the rest of the week, in the US, we have earnings season continuing with dozens of companies due to report their profits tonight. And in Australia, it's relatively quiet. We're not getting too much this week, but that's ahead of CPI, which is inflation data coming out next week. Now, that will be really pivotal for the RBA's next board meeting. So that will come out next Wednesday on the 26th of April. And that's a wrap for today. Have a great night, everyone, and we'll see you again tomorrow.